Hello.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Hello, hello. Is anybody out there?
Thank you.
Is anybody out there? Yes, 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 indeed, we are going higher, and we are definitely liver. This is Totally Driven Radio presents Eight Flights Up Live. What up, y'all? What's going on? I'm your host, Tone the Chief Rocker. I want to say what's up to you. Thank you for listening. If you're still up out there, shout out to the whole Totally Driven family. What up, Brother Bay? What up, Brother Nick? And the whole rest of the Totally Driven family, man. I want to say what's up to my engineer. What up, Rue, over there making sure the boards and making sure, you know, what's going on, everything is popping with the calls and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I got a very special guest. Okay, well, there she go. There she go right there. I got another special guest that just hopped in up with me, man. We've got first time to the live show. You've been on the 8-5 sub show, but you're usually now you on the live show. OG Quad, believe it. Please believe it. What up, man?
How you doing?
All right, man. Over here live with us this time, man.
I love it.
That's right, yo. What's up, world, man? I wasn't there on last Monday, man. It was Memorial Day. I was getting a lot of grilling in, making a lot of. I made a lot of basic things, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't do the briskets and the ribs and all that. I just made a whole lot of hamburgers and a whole lot of hot dogs. You know what I'm saying? It was sprinkles and links all up in there. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and that's what I was doing. But glad to be back live tonight. That's right, man. But it seems like every time I come back, it always be some. We lose somebody. Last time I came back, lost Prince and all that. Now we done lost the greatest. The greatest. Who's the greatest? You should already know who that is. We lost Muhammad in Howard, in the late great Howard Cosell's words, the late great Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali. Hell yeah, man. What's up with you, OG Quatiz?
Getting off the work.
That's right, man. I see you right there. You got your stuff. And you look like you're chilling, man.
Oh, now I am.
That's right, man. Everything, man. Work was all good, man. I mean,
work was all good. Got to have someone cover for the last 2 hours.
I know.
And gave you a call.
That sounded like a good day, man. Did you roll away playing Ice Cube at least, man? I mean, did you put on today for a good day, man? You got somebody to cover your last 2 hours, man. And you know, chilling. That's the song that should be playing, man. No. Did you wake up? Was you didn't hear no barking from the dog?
No barking for the dogs.
And mama wasn't cooking the hog. You know what I'm saying? What do you say? Mama was cooking no hog. Man, okay, all right. I mean, it would have been a good day if my mama was cooking some hog. You know what I'm saying? I like waking up to just the smell of some bacon. Now in 2016, you know, everybody's doing turkey bacon. I don't do bacon. I do turkey bacon. I do turkey bacon. I don't do those type of bacon. I do turkey bacon. Man, been keeping up with this play. You been watching basketball, man?
No, I've been so busy with school, with work.
I know.
You know?
Right. I know.
Being at the shop.
Man, that's right, the shop, man. I finally seen that school you was telling me about, man. The barber school. I told you, I want to get into that too, man. And it was on Western, just like you said, Western and Venice. And it's on, let's say you're coming down like from, I don't know, going towards downtown if you're going this way. Is it going to be on your right side?
Well, I mean, if you're on Venice and you're passing Western, it's going to be on your left-hand side.
North, east
side.
Yeah.
And if you're coming down to Western, can you pass Venice, it's going to be definitely on your Definitely on the right hand side.
Okay. All right. So anybody over here on Planet Los Angeles, if you consider going to barber school, man, you heard that, make sure if you're going down, like you said, going down Venice, you make sure you look to that left. I told you that. I remember going into the barber school like on, this is a while ago. This is 10 years ago now. I think, yeah, I almost going to barber school, what, like 06? At that Abram Yancey. And I told you I was going for the apprenticeship program. That's like they had an apprenticeship program. I got all my hours. And then they just snatched the program away. Man. All of a sudden, no more apprenticeship. That shit was whack, man. Hell yeah, man. Anybody out there? Hit me up, man. What's going on? What's going on out there? I know if you know the number, shoot, I don't even know the number sometimes, man. No, let me see, man. We got 718-508-9883, man. Yo, man, me and Ruth, we was talking about something, man. We was talking about you heard about the teacher that has sex with a student, 24-year-old,
25.
You know what I'm saying?
The mom has done it before. The grandma has been doing it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. He was hitting the grandmama too?
Wait a minute. What story are we talking about?
I think we talking. Your story sounds a little better than mine, actually. I mean, what's going on? Wait a minute. The grandmama and the mama. I'm talking about.
And the daughter has been doing it. This has been going on for generations. And, yeah, they call it the white horse.
The white horse.
Yeah, maybe. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Wait, pull that up, man. I was talking about a totally different story, man. I was talking about the story about the teacher who was having sex with the student, 24-year-old. I think the teacher was like 24 or something. Smashing one of the middle school students, 13, man. Right? And apparently he got her pregnant like twice. She had an abortion the first time. And then the second time, I guess she was a little loose there, and that she's still pregnant. Now, we were sitting up there, we were staying at, like, you know, she asked me, what would I do if my son had got the teacher pregnant? You know what I'm saying?
Round of applause.
Right, you know what I'm saying? That's what exactly. You know, I said the same thing. Yeah, I mean, quack, ladies and gentlemen, we just sat up there and beamed herself back up into the spaceship. What'd you say?
Did he say give her some prop? Give him some props? Is that what he said?
No. He didn't say give him no props. He said he would give a round of applause. None of that. Round of applause. Like. And if you saw the picture, you've seen it. I guarantee. Look that up. Look that story up and look at the girl. Look at the lady. I guarantee you'll see the picture. You know. 13, man. I remember when I was 13. You feel me? I mean, that's something. That was close to that movie, like that Adam Sandler movie that just came out not too long ago. That's My Boy.
That's My Son.
Yeah, that was pretty much that same type of deal. You know what I'm saying? And then she was saying that, like, you know, she would trip, and you know, I would expect it to. Now, of course, I would want to give a round of applause, but I would get real on them because it's like, okay, you got this. You know, your teacher pregnant, you about to have a baby. He's going to be like, hey, Dan, you think I'm going to be like, hell no. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to go over there with your, you know, with the teacher. You're going to live over there, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, baby, you know, I'll watch the baby here and there. You know what I'm saying? You got to take care of your response. You are the man. You the man for that. But now you got to be a man.
Yeah, you're a young man.
You know what I'm saying? You the man. But now you the man. Now you the man that got to take care of, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Now, she was saying, well, what about if it was your daughter? I'm like, that's a totally different thing. You know what I'm saying?
Your
13-year-old daughter? Exactly. Okay? Now, she was saying that, okay, well, it's the same thing. No, it is not the same thing. Are they both bad? Yeah. I'm not going to say it's not bad, but son, my son doing that? I don't know. I'm just not going to flip as tough as I would if it was, you know. Okay, it's when it comes to that, it's like props versus homicide. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Girl is going to be the homicide.
You say what?
I'm going to shoot everybody and cut everybody's hands off.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it. You know what I'm saying? And this is for the daughter. So, see, even you don't know.
Look, grandson. The grandson.
Now, me being the man in the fire, I would have no choice but to, you know, step aside. I would just step aside on that one. And then you got to do what you got to do as far as, you know, when it comes to the son. You know what I'm saying? Man, what about you, Kwasi? I mean, what would you do in that situation, man?
Man, same thing. You know, I don't know what it is to be a father, you know, but definitely, you know, I just, you know, got to give 3 seconds of a round of applause, say, hey, you did a great job, you know, but at the same time, after those 3 seconds are over, you know, you just got to...
You don't give them a round of applause?
I mean, like, this is what I want to know. How does this, like, news even get out like that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
kid, man, he's a teenager, man. He's got all the young
boy. I feel. Especially nowadays, he probably snacks.
Against mama. Like, being one of their innocents. That's right.
No, but there's something wrong with the teacher. There's something wrong.
Oh, yeah, she's crazy.
Right? She's crazy. There's something wrong with that.
You know,
for her to actually hook up with a
13-year-old. I agree.
You know, but you got to think about how it's
this crazy person molesting my child. That's how I would feel.
Hey.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
Right.
There's something wrong with the teacher. There's something wrong with the teacher. You know?
But it's really something wrong with the male teacher over there, you know, doing that to a 13-year-old
I said something wrong with both of them, male and the female. Both got to be, because, come on now, that's a deal. And he's a teacher.
Right. You really don't, man. And you can't, that's what I was trying to explain to him. A boy's going to be a boy, man. You know? 13-year-old boy, too, man. And you get a chance to go ahead and get some of that. I mean,
the thing is, you know, a man has two heads and one body.
Right? And one head is bigger than the other. One head can be bigger than the other. Especially at the age of 13, man. He basically just had, like, you know, a lot of 13-year-old students just fantasize about that. That's just a fantasy. He got to live that. Again, I say, why do you think they made that movie, That's My Boy? You feel me? That's just how much of a double standard that movie is. When he got all the props, man. That was one hell of a movie, but then he had to take care of his responsibility. You can't come out with no movie called That's My Girl. You just can't do that. That movie would never fly.
It's all bad.
You'd probably be arrested for even trying to make
the movie. I see what you're trying to say, boys will be boys, but that's still a child. That's still a little boy. That's not no grown man.
He's not a grown man, but he's still a man.
He's barely going through puberty. He hasn't even gone there nowhere.
I think you're just a big hater. That's what I think.
Whatever, I've been hating
my butt. But you do have a point, though.
You got a point, but fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. Man.
I'm just saying. When you're 13 years old and...
I mean, if you were to see her, she looked like a student. These new 24-year-old teachers, they don't look like the teachers we had.
Right.
When I was in middle school, I didn't have no 24-year-old teacher that looked like that.
He's 24, and she's a disgrace to all Hispanic women.
Hey.
I agree.
Her word.
Yes, yes.
Your word.
I mean, there's just something wrong with her, though.
If I was a young black 13-year-old, I would have loved that. Hispanic, you could have been a goddess of a teacher.
Get out of here.
You would have been arrested and then said that.
I would have been arrested. They would have arrested me. Yeah, they would have threw me in jail.
And then said that you raped her. And she said, no, I wanted it.
Yup.
Like, nope.
You know what? I take that back. She is a disgrace. Wow, I never thought of that. Young people would have. Hey, look. And that's why.
Hispanic women don't do that. That's what the white ladies do. Now look, now she just put us in that. She just put Latinas on the map to looking bad. She just made all Hispanic girls look bad. White women do that.
Hey, Asian people out here, like, you know, what are they doing?
I'm sure it's kind of damn fun.
Right? There's too many people in Japan, man. Some of them people in hit some of their teachers.
But you know, it's kind of funny. This has happened before, though, and this was like 8-10 years ago that this happened. And actually, the teacher, she actually was married to a police officer.
Oh wow!
Damn, that what a shame, you know.
That sounds like something you hear like on the ID test.
The Hispanic boy went to jail and had like 3 kids, and then ended up getting out of jail.
Oh, you got some bad reception. What you say? Oh, man, she's slowly beaming back down, man. We're trying to keep you on the spaceship. We can't hear you. We can't hear the things you're saying.
Well, are you talking about?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I said, was he talking about one lady?
It doesn't matter what you said.
I'm out now.
No, I was just playing. I want to hear what you were saying. Oh man, she done beamed herself back down. I'm sorry. But yo, man, I don't care what she's saying, man. If I was 13, I would have been the happiest. But like you said, though, man, she would have had to let her sister. Cause, oh yeah, they could have easily said rape for the young. Yeah, that wouldn't have been good. Yo, man, on to the next, man. What's going on with the criminal genius, man? From my sister's that, though, man, not only is my guest a fresh barber, but he's also an artist, too, man.
Yeah.
This is all so true, man, right? And it's been, like I said, man, last time I was rocking with y'all, man, it was criminal genius, man. Is criminal genius still popping, or are you on else now?
It just put on hold for a second. I'm just trying to focus on mastering this craft of cutting hair. You know, it's just I put all my art supplies, I put it away, and just pull out the papers and just trying to focus on one thing at a time.
Right.
And just trying to study as much as I can and get ready for the state board.
Man, that's right.
With the state board, and then I can maybe pull out my markers, pull out my pencils and pens, and start drawing again. But it's just once again, I just don't want to focus on too many things,
right?
And get distracted on the one thing that I need to master. I just don't want to be an okay barber. I want to be the best that I can. The only way I can do that is just by focusing on, cutting hair, studying as much as I can, and just calling people up and just, having them give me the opportunity to practice and be good, you know?
What does the state exam, board exam look like? One of her partners, her cousin, she just passed the board exam. Shout out to her cousin right there. I wouldn't say her name, but she probably ain't listening anyway. But, you know what I'm saying? But what could you expect on a state board exam?
I mean, there's just two parts of it. It's practical. They just want to see if you got the technique down. Can you deliver a good haircut?
So you have to, it's like a hands-on. Oh, it's not like a written test.
There's two parts. The practical is... you practice on mannequin, you cut the hair, you know, and you want to see if you understand what, you know, what they're asking you to do. And then it's a written test, you know. So a lot of people will pass the practical and not pass the written, or, you know, it could be the way around. They'll pass the written but won't pass the practical because they're not getting practice.
That thing like that. Like, wouldn't that suck if you, like, totally ace the written and then you bailed the the actual part of cutting the hair?
Yeah, it's just, no, it's like that. It's totally like that, you know. It's just,
wow. I'll be upset.
You know, some people are very smart, book smart.
Right.
But, you know, when it comes down to...
I wish I was one of those people.
You know, it's like, can you follow through with the haircut? Like, oh, I don't know. Like, but
like what questions do you expect to see on the written? You know what I'm saying? Because that's my main fear. Anything written, any written test, I am terrible. I suck at every test. I failed probably maybe 80% of all, like, written tests I've ever taken in my life. Since what? I would say maybe ninth grade.
No, it could be up to three to eight subjects. You know, depending, every test is different. You know, one might have more chemistry than other ones. You know, and then diseases. You definitely want to know what you know how to protect yourself from all these diseases.
What's that fungal stuff that you see like in the back of some people's necks? Like, you know, because somebody's here and they got like all them like super like bumps on the back of their neck. I used to cut some serious like heads when I was. You never just let anybody come in here and get a haircut.
Right, and that's you know, it's definitely something that you need to look out for, you know, it's how to protect yourself, how to look out for lice, you know. Like,
wow.
Oh, my God, you know. Herpes.
Herpes? AIDS? You can catch AIDS from a haircut?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm never, ever going to a barbershop ever again. Ever.
That's not
it. I'm never going. Wait a minute. Not you as the barber can get AIDS. The person that's getting his hair cut can get AIDS from the clipper?
Yes.
Does barbicide, like...
If you don't sanitize your equipment, pass that over to the next person.
Wow.
You have no clothes. Cut the client, your fingertips, the victim's blood from a big mistake.
That is good, dog. I never did. Oh, wow. That's really scary, man.
Very.
That's very scary. Herpes? You can get herpes and AIDS from getting your hair cut. Listen, I hope y'all listen to that. That's exciting.
You're working on mustache, close to the lip, you know. Just...
I mean, especially for her. Have you ever cut somebody like hair or gave somebody a line of that looked like they bite ass?
No, not at all. Oh,
you've been lucky. Right on.
Same thing with our life. Like, cutting like hair, these little lights, and gotta take it, gotta, you know, not the life you have, but gotta close the whole power down. Gotta close it down.
Right on.
Put it down and sanitize.
Get that barbicide.
Yeah, just mop everything. It really showed me another side of barbering. I just thought it was going to be hands-on, cut hair, and that's it. They're like, no, you got to know this stuff. And a lot of information.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's the trip, man. Like, do you have any like crazy, like what was it? Like, I know you just like you're still kind of new. You've been doing it for a while now, though.
Right.
Do you have any crazy barber stories, like so wild this head cut? Like, boom, have you ever had one of those heads yet where it was just like, oh.
My professor will talk about all kinds of stuff, but that's her story, you know. And she's seen a lot, you know. But those are her stories, and I haven't gone through it yet. But I eventually will see myself in those kind of stories, and I'm just hope that I'm prepared to.
Come back to the
and tell them to my guests. Yeah, but at the same time, I'm not trying to discourage people from going to the barber shop.
Hell no.
Go in and just know who your barber is, you know?
That's right. Your barber, and I know you, you're going to be a clean barber. Hey, so far, I've never heard nobody that's caught AIDS from a barber shop, and that's a good thing. It's just good to know that it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So make sure, shout out to all my barbers out there, man. Make sure you keep your stuff clean, man. If you got any, shout out to all my barbers, man. If you got a crazy barber story, man, hit me up, man. A-Flight Stuff, Totally Driven Style. Totally Driven presents A-Flight Stuff. Hit me up, man, 718-508-9883. Man, let me know something about, I want to hear some crazy, like, barbers. Like, what's some of the wildest shit you had to cut? I remember when I was cutting hair, man. We was cutting people's hair like right off Skid Row. You know what I'm saying? So I done seen a lot of dandruff and painted lesions and all type of crap. You feel me? So yeah, man. Totally Driven presents A-Flight Stuff over here chilling with my guest, YTZ. Barber Quate. That's right. Yeah. I don't even remember the last time I went to a barber shop, man. I've been cutting all in it. My pops used to be my barber. When he passed away, I just been doing my own hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, if anybody's gonna, you know, mess my hair up, you know, it's gonna be me. You feel me? And plus, I keep it real, man. I had a lot of dandruff. That's kind of embarrassing when maybe cutting your hair and it'd be snowing. All of them, you know. I'm like, nah, man, I ain't going out like that. So, I'm one of the brothers that got to keep their scalp greased. Keep that greased scalp. Have you ever seen somebody that had dandruff and you know that person knows doesn't know that it's like a couple big giant flakes just on on random parts of the head, too?
Yes.
It's like you don't want to tell them. Like, do you tell them or what?
Yeah, you do.
You tell them?
Yeah, as a barber, it's very important to keep your client informed, you know.
Excuse me, bro.
You have to, you know. Sometimes they don't know. Sometimes they don't know that they got like a bald spot in the back. So
right.
If you cut them and you try to keep your mouth shut and don't tell them, they're going to go home, take a shower, and be like, oh, look at what my barber did. There's a bald spot. They'll come back to him like, hey, there's a bald spot, and you did it. I know you did it. It's like, no, it was already there. Like, no. You know, so it's like you have to let them know, hey, you know you got a bald spot? Like, oh, no, I didn't know. Well, now you know. I just told you. Like, now you know. I told you right now. You know? And so it's like even when you,
yeah, like that George,
when you do the straight razor and you knit them,
ooh,
you know, you cut them, you got to let them know that, hey, I knit you. All
right.
Don't let them go home and then, you know, take a shower and then put some, like, cologne. It's like, oh, this was, he didn't tell me he met me. It's like, no, hey, I just met you.
Well, he'd be off the straight razors too, huh?
Yeah, it's important to let your client know exactly what's going on with their head. Like, hey, you got a bump right here. So it's gonna look like, you know, it's gonna have a shadow,
right,
a dark spot, or it's like, so you might look at it like, oh, you didn't cut this piece, it's an illusion,
right,
because you have a bump.
Right, man. I always wanted to learn how to do that straight razor. That's like, I know some people that can, you know, I'm a, you know, I'm all right when it comes to the line. You know what I'm saying? I could do them. I could do them like you said. I could just pick up the line, but I never ever tried straight razor. And the straight razor is where it's, you know, some people, when you go to jail, that's all they have is the straight razor.
Not each style.
Some people, the homie told me he was getting his hair cut. It was just a comb, and I think a straight razor. And he had, and it was a fresh cut, too, man.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right. I said, no, Victor. So I was just like,
that's I think they might have clippers now, though. I think they got clippers now, too, though. Yeah. But he told me with a comb he was getting it, and he had, waves, super dips. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, he did that with a comb and a razor? You know what I'm saying? Just a razor? That dude needs to be on, some type of art show. You know what I'm saying? He can just cut hair with a comb and a straight razor.
You comb up. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. What kind of clippers do you use? What's your brand?
Hey, that's a very good question. I don't have one yet, but I work with a lot of Walls and Andes.
Andes? Yeah. Some Andes.
Yeah.
I got some Andy's liners. But I know they got clippers. They got the masters. You get the masters? Oh man. They cut so smooth. And it just sounds smooth too, when they be talking about it, it just be like mm-hmm. It don't be like the walls are like the I don't know, the walls or the masters though? Man.
Yeah, I just
those feel like some real, barbershop equipment.
Yeah, no, they got the job. But, you know, talking to a few barbers, they have their clippers. Like, oh, I work best with these right here.
Right.
It just makes sense to me. And then some other barbers, no, I work with these right here. My teacher's like, you'll figure out what works for you, what's going to define you? What's your style?
Right.
When you pick and master your style or the style that you like, people are going to come to you because they want that style. I like it because it works with, these clippers and it gives it a different look, a different, style to it. It's like, okay. You know, maybe it might be that I'm good with the shears, It's just, he doesn't really work with clippers. He works with
shears. Yeah.
And it's a few things with the clippers, but then he finishes it off with, 60-70% of the shears.
That's one thing I need to learn how to use too, man. I never really got into the shears. That's a whole other art, man. My pops used to, me and my brother, we wear afros, man. So, He would, do our afros, and then he would, break out his little shears. And even if I just got the face, he still broke out the shears, you know what I'm saying? And he'd get all the little loose, little whoopie-wops, man. But, I never really tried to mess with them shears. Because I never knew what I was doing. I never understood, I feel like I cut off, a huge chunk of somebody's hair.
It's funny. I think about that all the time.
I'm at this
stage where... eventually one day that happened.
You gotta figure it out.
You ever mess up? Go ahead. Not big time.
Look, you already knew what I was going
to ask. The good thing is that, we have seniors, and, the seniors will let the rookies, do the work. Do the work after you're done. And sometimes the seniors will, tell the teacher, Nate, hold on, you sit down, relax. I'm going to go and talk to, the freshman. And, I'm right there cutting hair, and suddenly the seniors like, hey, how you doing? I'm doing fine, but, I just don't know what to do from here. Let me just show you a tip or two.
Oh, that's right.
And then it's just they're also, they're student teachers.
Right.
They're learning how to be a teacher, and I like it. And sometimes it's just that's what our teacher is teaching us. My teacher is you don't know how to swim? Oh, you're jumping in the water right now. What? Like, no, I just got here. Yeah, yeah, you're going to need to learn how to swim quick, you know? It's like, you come in, she's like, oh, it's your first day. Oh, you're going to cut hair. Like, oh, but, you know, and it intimidates a lot of the freshmen. But, you know, she's, her way of teaching is like, I got 13 months. I don't have a lot of time to work.
Right.
So the faster I get you in there, the faster you'll learn. And it's like, but I don't know. I never used this stuff. Well, learn. You're going to learn today. You do what you think it's what you will want to do.
Right.
And it's just like, and then she'll just kind of guide you. Don't work with this. Do this, do this, do this. But, yeah, definitely she's the best.
Right,
but those are things that I've learned from the last like 5 to 6 months that, you know, she's gonna throw you out there and just do it. Do it.
That's some crazy years. Like the first haircut you give, man. I remember my first haircut I gave.
But what I wanted to add on is the seniors will come in and the teacher will come in and then adjust the haircut, make it better. So
that's tough.
So the client's always walking out with the decent haircut.
Right.
Good. It's just like, it's just not mediocre. Like the senior, the teacher and the seniors won't allow that to happen. Like, oh no. Before you go, let me just I'm going to clean this up. Boom, 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 boom. And at the same time teaching the rookies, like, this is how you leave the client walking out.
Right.
Like, you give them that little extra attention, little extra cleanup. Boom. That person's going to come back.
Yeah.
I guarantee that guy's going to come back.
Really don't.
You know? So it's just like, oh, okay, cool. So have I messed up? No, I don't think so. But that's what I love about my school. It's just
And once again, what's the name of the school?
Palace Beauty College.
Palace Beauty College. Check that out, man. Cause like I said, I'm saying it. I know exactly where it is. Well, I think I know exactly where it is. I just saw somewhere it said Barber College, and they give like they had something where it was like $5 haircut.
$5. That's all.
That's all.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go up in there.
Yeah. Come on through, man. At least let someone cut your hair. Let me cut your
hair. I want to go to the school, man.
But what's up? Let me cut you up.
All right. Hey, that is.
You guys hear that?
All right. All right. Okay.
You're live.
All right.
You're live.
I'm just. We are live, man. I'm just saying, man. Nobody has touched my head, man. I'm about to cut my hair. I was gonna cut my hair tomorrow.
Yeah, you're gonna cut it tomorrow.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
I'll pay for it too.
Oh. All right. Okay, man. Well, I want an S curl, man. You do S curl?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm gonna go get the blowout kit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going ahead and make sure. I'm gonna bring it tomorrow. You know, the texture. I want the whole texture. I want the one like the Puff Daddy, like on the More Money, More Problems video. I want mine like that. You got me?
Okay, got you.
All right, Sean, man. Good luck. Man, yo, I'm ready to be jacking all every. When I first started, I'm not even gonna lie, man. I jacked you. And like you said, it would be other barbers that would be like, they would fix it up. They would fix it up for you, man.
But that's not good, man. You know, it does hurt.
I know.
Somebody finishes up your hair.
Yeah,
I'm a student, though. I'm a student. I'm just, I absorb everything in, and I think I see it as a lesson. A learning lesson.
I could always my best cuts was always simple, even all over. Like when somebody would come in and ask for a bald head, I didn't even realize. You ever cut somebody? Somebody ever want a bald head and they got like real rough hair? Like they had real rough hair. Like I had some hands that was like real rough, and they would want to, and they got like a bald. They bald all right here, right? But they got that little bit of hair on the sides, and it'd be real rough. And then you'd be thinking, oh, that's going to be easy. But you over there with your liners, your edgers, and you're like,
yeah.
And it's like some sawdust coming off his head, and it's like, yeah.
And then you got to stretch the skin.
You got all that.
They're like pine needles. Like,
they're
like poking you, like. And then bouncing off your skin, like, oh, it sure
always thought, yeah, man, I'm like,
it hurts.
Exactly, man. Like, I thought a ball head was going to be easy. Like, you know, so then once you learn to even all over with the guard, you just, you know, make that look clean. And then he just, flesh launch. I was good at those. Those I was good at. I could do those. But you always had some people like, oh, yeah, let me get that. Oh, you're going to grain. Okay. Me going with the grain, I'm not even going to lie, I'm still trying to master that. I've done it to myself, so I know I can do it. But my problem is I can give myself a fresh cut, right? And if I try to do it again, I can't do it. It totally messes up. I got to start all over again. You know what I'm saying? I gotta walk around here with, like, the, you know, basically a zero. Is there such thing as a zero?
Yeah.
Okay. That's real, though, right?
It's triple zero.
Okay, well, I just get a zero. You know what I'm saying? Some of those cuts, man, I like watching the videos on the YouTube. They got a lot of good videos on there, too. And I knew my problem was also going to be, like, if I tried to cut your hair, only thing I would think I would be able to do is taper it. I can't mess with that up top, man. I don't know what I'm doing, you know. That's scissor work right there. Where they got, you know, they got
right.
You know what I'm saying? To do a style like that, I don't know that.
Yeah, just
but I can taper you up though,
right?
You know, so guards up on there, we in there. You know, yeah, man. That's what's up, man. All right, man. You know what I'm 30 years old, right? And I want to see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That shit looks tight, man.
It does. It's too much animation going on.
I dig. I mean,
too much animation that you just like just slow it down.
I feel you.
And make it like, you know, like the original.
Yeah.
I don't know when it came out, maybe 92 or 89 or something.
90. Well, the movies came out in
90. 19, you know, it was just. Right there is like, that's perfect. That's like, it looks real.
I was the same age as my daughter is now, 4.
I saw the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and it reminded me like the Transformers. Like,
yeah.
And it had the sound effects.
Well, homeboy that did Transformers, he took over. He produced that movie.
I was just like, whoa.
And you're right.
Transformers.
They look like
Ninja Turtles. It's like, I just show some good ways, you know, some old school, just, you know, even them getting in the city, you know, just,
yeah.
Like, don't make it too animated, too much, make it real.
But, I went into the first one. I remember when I first saw the pictures of how the turtles were going to look, I'm like, they look like something the turtles would be fighting, you know what I'm saying? Like, they look like monsters. It should have been Teenage Mutant Ninja Monsters. And like you said, they look like Transformers now, especially how they be moving. And like you said, but Michael Bay, he the one that took over for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then when I saw the movie, I saw it was all right to me, right? And I remember when I saw it in theaters, I fell asleep. And I didn't like it. I walked out of there like, this was whack. Because I wasn't feeling it. But then I saw it again. I saw the whole thing on TV, and then I was like, oh, man, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. And the new one, they got, like, Bebop and Rocksteady. Bebop and Rocksteady? And Crane. They was never in the original Teenage. You know, we got Shredder. We got Super Shredder. And then the Japanese dudes. They didn't even have monsters in the they were just fighting the Japanese. They didn't have no monsters on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. Now that I think about it, now I do see how Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 sucked. It sucked because the turtles was the monsters on part 3. They was all scared of them. Cool concept at the time, but I found out, like, there was a lot of reasons why Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 was back, because they ran out of money, I think, on part 3. That's why, if you throw the turtles, it's different on part 3. Cut it up there and down, you go back and you watch it, you know. You'll see how to start this. purpose. Now they just look like, if they do it like this, CGI style, then you don't got to worry about the, you know, about nothing. Shit, you can make slight modifications if you want, but it is. It's pretty cool, man. If I was a kid, man, imagine you being like,
Oh my god.
Okay.
Insane.
I mean,
I wish I was a 10-year-old, 4-year-old.
Okay. Like,
damn.
Batman and Superman, we would have. Can you imagine that? I'm trying to imagine that as a 15-year-old, I would have been. If I was 15 and I had seen that Ninja Turtles preview, I would have been like, oh. Please believe me. You know what I'm saying? My man, OG Quate just pulled out like a big ass steak and a baked potato just there. He's now a fine sour feed. Wait a minute, is that a damn glass of wine? Well, right on, man. You do what it is you have to do. Man, help me get. Oh, all right, okay, man. Don't cut my finger off, please. I was just trying to get a little piece of that the potato, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't even like baked potato, but I was just trying to. Hey, still they got baked sweet potato?
No, I
didn't. I would try that. A baked sweet potato. I never even knew those existed. That sounds like it could. But grandma, shout out to grandma. She told me, yeah, I baked me one of them baked sweet potato, put some butter in there, put some butter in there, baked sweet potato. I'm like, is that right? I thought, candy yams? It's like sweet potato and candy yams, and then you can make like a syrup. You pour them all over the sweet potato. You know what I'm saying? The syrup is like pretty much what? It's brown sugar. Cinnamon and you threw that in like some water and you stir it up and then you let it turn in like until it turns thick and bam, you got a syrup. Wow, man. You know, did you ever go with me and Laws when we would go to Stolberger? Did you ever go to Stolberger with us? Remember way back? We was going to Stolberger?
I don't know, maybe. I heard
it was about a forum. They used to be a restaurant called Stolberger. And they made hamburgers like, it used to be like a big turkey patty, right? And it had like, and you can get a burger, like, so this is the burger I got. I just got the regular Stolberger. It was a turkey patty. And then on top that with some greens and some yams, right? And that was your soul burger. You can put cheese on it if you want, but I think that's disgusting, man. I don't know. Maybe it might be good to other people, but, you know, cheese and like, candy yams, that just don't go with me, you know? Some people put cheese on anything. Some people put, like, a slice of cheese on their apple pie. You know what I'm saying? That's OG, you know. So on my Anglonian OG Anglonians feel me on that. OG when they used to put like pieces of cheese on their apple pie. Some people have cheese on everything, man. They gotta have cheese on everything, man. Roots out there made like some cheese dip. It was real garlic and cheese. It just smelled like cheese, right? And my brother, He got packing in the garage pretty much, right? But he done had all his homies over there. And I think I walked in there real funky. It was just stacking. It was a type of smell I ain't never smelled before. And now that I think about it, Rue told me that he had a whole bunch of people in there and they was in there eating ate all that cheese dip I'm telling you about, the garlic cheese dip. But what I'm thinking is, maybe they was all still eating that cheese dip, and it's like compact in that garage. You know what I'm saying? No windows, no nothing, no It's just all of them, breath and cheese, garlic, pip. And they must have been in there just talking and must all type of animals like. I walked up in there, man, sprayed all the lights on, man, you know what I'm saying? Opened the garage doors, man, I had to let it just air out in there, man.
I'm going to try to put that on my stomach because me and your mom made some too.
You think what now?
Anyways, let me tell you what I just see. Kimbo Slice has died.
You say who now?
Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo Slice, what?
He passed away.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Kimbo Slice?
I'm 42 years old. He was hospitalized on Monday in Florida.
Oh, wow.
For undisclosed reason, they haven't found the reason why.
Wow.
Oh, he was crazy, I'll tell you that.
If y'all listening, man, A-Flight, totally driven, A-Flight sup, man. He got an exclusive for Ruby Boo, man, Kimbo Slice. Is this real? Is that for real?
I looked it up, and they it's all over TMZ and everything.
Oh wow, man!
He went to
What's
the
going
hospital.
On? This 2016.
Yeah, went to the hospital and died at the hospital for medical reasons. They don't want to say why.
Wow.
I don't say why.
Well, prayers out to Kimbo Slice's family. Prayers out to everybody. Prayers out to you, everybody, man. I hope it's too many people leaving this year. This 2016 is a trip, man. I'm over here. I hope I make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, I'm scared of this year. I'll be glad when this year over with. Wow, that is a trip.
I think it was a heart attack. I'm not sure, I'm still looking it up.
Well, shout out to Kimbo Slice, man. He definitely made a name for himself, man. He lived his life how he wanted to live it, especially for the past almost like 10 years, maybe 10 years plus. Because, you know, Kimbo had just got out of jail. And then he walked right into that success. You know what I'm saying? Right into the whole backyard fighting. He just got out. And then from there, he rose up and then went to becoming, really getting into MMA, really and having MMA matches where he won some of them. You know what I'm saying? He lived his life exactly like how he wanted to. And in the end, you know, as sad as that is, he basically went out in his prime. And you know, still, wow, man, that's kind of shaky right there, man. You see it anywhere?
Yeah.
This is for real, huh?
For real, dude. But my favorite fight that I have always wanted to see was Kimbo Slice versus Tank Abbott. Because Tank Abbott, his title,
wow.
His style, the name of his style was bar fighting, like. You know, like, you know, it's just like he'll just ransack you. Like, when the ring goes ding, he'll rush you. He'll bum rush you and take you out. You know, and then you had Kimbo Slice being the internet sensation, you know, getting the most likes in social media. You know, they put them together. So I was like, yeah, you get these two street cats, you know, together, you know, just like, it's not MMA, fighters. MMA fighters are known to, you know, train hours and hours a week, a month.
Yeah,
I mean, they also train, but like their style is like in the street. Like,
right.
I'm gonna go test out my skills.
Ask,
you know, in the back
Anthony.
I don't know, man. What was you saying? They train hours.
You know, but professionally, these guys are like thuggish. Like I'm gonna go test my skills behind this backyard, and you know, put some thousands of dollars down and let's do it right now.
Wow.
It wasn't this like, yes, and in a month from now, we're going to get these two fighters, and they're training.
Right.
You know, let's interview them. What have you been doing? You know, well, I've been working on this, so I've been working on that, you know, to take my opponent out. My opponent likes to run around like, nah, come on, let's do it quick right now. That's one thing I like about Kimbo Slice. So it just felt like it was like, oh, we just did it right now. Just Saturday.
It was on. Like, the cameras is on. And then he would just walk up. He had gold on. Remember that? That's how I remember the first time I saw those Kimbo Slice videos, man. I was blown away, man. I couldn't believe what I was watching. Like, he would just show up with all this gold on. You know what I'm saying? No shirt or maybe just like the white beater or something. Maybe just come with a whole bunch of gold and just be taking the gold off, you know? And then as soon as you get all the gold off, he would just like spare up right there. And it was on. And man, I haven't seen him dog some people, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Those are his best fights or his street fights, man. You know, he did his thing in the octagon, but we all know Kimbo Slice, he ran that backyard boxer, man.
But, you know,
I miss him for that, man.
He
had a role, he had a small little role on that Blood and Bone, that Blood and Bone movie with Michael Jai White, man. Even Michael Jai White knew what time it was, man. Man, this is another sad one, man. I told you, man. Every time I do Ain't Slice stuff, I remember it was Slice. Then it was Prince. Now even China. You know what I'm saying? Muhammad Ali. Really? We just lost Muhammad Ali, man. On Friday. And now we're going to kick off Monday with Kimbo Slice. It's gone. Right on. You know what I'm saying? Really though, man. Well, what else is happening, man? When are you supposed to fight Ken Shamrock? Wasn't they about to get somebody?
Is that Frank Shamrock?
No, Ken Shamrock was talking about fighting again. Remember Ken Shamrock? The only reason why I even know about MMA or like mixed martial arts and shit like that is because of Ken Shamrock. I remember when he went on WWF. That's how I was introduced to him. I didn't know shit about UFC and all of that. Maybe I might even know. Ultimate. That's back when they was calling the Full Out Ultimate Fighting Challenge. They wasn't even calling it USC. I was introduced to it by Ultimate Fighting Challenge. You remember that Ultimate Fighting Challenge? What else they have? Remember a show called WMAC Masters? You remember that?
No, I don't. Not that one.
WMAC Masters, it come on like after all the cartoons, like on Saturday. And they would be doing martial arts and shit. They would be having matches. You gotta check that out, man. That was a cool show, man. That's the cool thing about the YouTube. And you can just like type that in, man. I guarantee you, you type in WMAC Masters, you go, oh yeah, I do that, man. They had a whole bunch of like just dope martial artists. As a matter of fact,
you remember the Mortal Kombat video game, the first one and the second one?
Yeah.
And probably even the third one also. Those were all actors that was inside the game. These real people, real actors. And one of those real actors, he was always on WMAC Masters. He was always, I keep forgetting, I think his name was Sunfire, something crazy. The original Liu Kang, he would even do the same pose, like when he was, like, whenever he finished doing something. Shout out to Panther, they had all kind of characters on there. They didn't bring a show like that back, but get over here. Oh, man.
Round two.
Okay, so now we're at 2016. We finally have Street Fighter and we have Mortal Kombat. Okay. I'm going to say all together, Mortal Kombat is definitely the better game. Street Fighter, I don't know what y'all was thinking on this Street Fighter 5, man, y'all. You can't even, like, just fight the computer. Like, they don't even have a mode where you can just, you know, like, you play, like, Street Fighter and there's nobody around. I just play the computer. You go through the whole tower. Well, you can't do that. They make you go through a whole bunch of other stupid stuff. And, like, you know, in order to even do that, you know, I think that's whack, man. I don't like how they're doing that. And they make you have to buy all these other characters and download these all the rest of the characters. And they did that on Mortal Kombat, too. Like, you had to download all the new secret characters, right? And you do all that, spend all that money, right? So when you buy the game initially, the game is going to be like $60, right? So you get the game, and now you got to get all this downloadable content, right? Because it's always like $10 here and $10 there, blah, blah, blah. Then, after like 7 months, they come out with the game that has everything on it.
Yeah, three games.
Yeah, everything, all the stuff that you downloaded is all on this. Now it's on this one, the ultimate disc. I'm like, are you just, yeah, for real, man? Next time they come out with a Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter, I'm gonna wait at least like 7 months. I might even wait a year before it come out because they tripping doing that stuff, man.
That's how it is, but I mean, some people want it now. You see, that's the thing.
That's how it used to be back in the day. I remember when Tekken 3 came out back in '90. I wanted that now. Okay, and I got that. Everything was. You know what? If you wanted the hidden characters, you played the game and you just kept playing and you unlocked these people. Now they make you buy it on downloadable content. That's whack, dog. You know, you would think that if I beat the game this many times, I'm gonna get this. No, you don't get nothing. That's just the game. You gotta buy this downloadable content now, and we gonna put it out. And they don't even put it out right away. You know, I hope, and you know, Tekken about to drop a new game, and hopefully they don't fall into that trap neither. Because straight up, as much as I love Tekken. All right. But their last games have pretty much just been the same damn game. And this one really looks like the same game, man. It's like, come on, man. Y'all got at least, you know. But then again, you know, that's what you're used to. And I need games that I'm used to, man, because I suck at, like, every video game now, man. I never thought I mean, all these games are so different now.
Right?
Like, you really be feeling like you're in a life or death situation, and like if you make the wrong moves, like whenever you play a certain game, you can get shot like at least like 15 times before you actually die,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It just takes a little bar of your energy.
Right.
I got shot by some
part. Or you can get beat up like all the way down to your bar is gone, right? You play these boxing games now. You can get dropped for one hit just because, and it could be a counter punch. It's like, wait a minute, this is too real. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, these kids, they understand it. So they just be whooping your ass. You know what I'm saying? And you just be like, well, put that Mortal Kombat in there. You understand? Now, they get good on the Mortal Kombat. It's like, man. You do that. Only game I could beat my brother in now is Street Fighter. That's the only thing I can. And once he gets the hang of that,
Call me on that one too, man.
Yeah. But you know, for some people, the problem with me playing video games, it takes hours for me to actually be good at it. And
right.
Consider myself part of the best.
Right.
It takes hours sometimes, man. You realize that you just spend a good 3-4 hours just playing video games. It's just like, man, it's like, dude. It was daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Sun went down. I can hear kids running around and laughing and yelling and having a good time. And I'm like, oh, I'm right here in this room, and it got dark. It's dark. And it's just, you know what? I just need to turn this off and go outside, go play with those kids, tag you in, and then get some exercise.
Okay.
And shit. But once again, I just realized it takes a lot of my time, and it takes a lot of, I'm pretty sure with other people, a lot of time to master a game, one game. You know, it's just, it's just, I'm not saying, it's just that they're lazy. But it's just, there's a lot of things going on outside.
There's a whole lot of
things going on outside. Share that. No more.
Man, you're right. Everything's right. But they're so cold now when it comes to these video games that they make the world, like the video game world, seem like, they make it seem they go all out on the background. And you'd be thinking that you're outside. I just played a game called Uncharted 4 at the homie house. Shout out to KT Fire Station. That game is a trip, man, because pretty much like you watch a movie, but you're playing the movie, But everything leads up to like a cinematic part of the game. So, and the whole game is just like a super long movie. Trip, man, all the way from the scenery. And now they got these things now that you can hook up to your Samsung where, these virtual reality glasses. I mean, you're not even going to want to go outside anymore. So, of course, you have to go outside if you want to, go meet friends or something or whatever, or go to the movies or something. But pretty soon, you're not even going to have to go to the movies no more. You're going to be inside. They're going to have Planet of the Apes. Virtual reality. It's totally like, could you imagine virtual reality Planet of the Apes?
Right?
Or one of these crazy movies like 2012 or World War Z virtual reality. It's like, put these glasses and it's down, you're like inside almost.
Yeah.
And then when you turn your head, it's like, and I've seen they had like a something like that. I don't even know if it was game. It looks kind of like playing like one of those beds at the beach games, right? It looked like that, but the graphics still look like, especially in today's sense, it didn't look like so as detailed as it, but it still seemed like trickster. Like I said, once you see it, you got glasses on. And now you're in this room. Like popping up at you or running at you. And it's like, it's not even like you shoot back or anything. It's just like you just go through the space. So, if I'm going to go through that, I would hope shoot time or something like that. No, that's the whole experience. Scared by these and stuff like that. That's, and you can't do nothing about it. That's true. Totally true. Hey, buddy, what's up, man? The whole song is Team Rocker. Still over here with Quan Jesus. Luke Blue over here running them boards, still looking out. Oh, man. That's it, man. You ever check out they got a stuff on Netflix, man. Check out the Adam Sandler joint. Adam Sandler got a 7-figure deal, right? With Netflix.
Nintendo's, and yeah, you had a Sega,
But when Sega Genesis came out and when Super Nintendo came out, this is what I remember. Sega Genesis was known for having graphics. They always would say that they so-called had better graphics. That's what you heard about Sega Genesis, right? And then Super Nintendo, they won because they had just better games, man. Their games were just better. The controls were better. You know what I'm saying? And supposedly they said they had better sound, but I don't know about that neither. You know? But when you think about Super Nintendo, especially, think about how the controllers are. With the top buttons, the R button and the L button up top. They were the first to do that. You know? Now when you play a PlayStation, you got R1, R2, or, you know what I'm saying, R1, L1, R, you know, those back buttons. Mm-hmm. They just added like an extra set, you know, on the PlayStation. Even Xboxes and shit, everybody has that. And then think about how Xbox controllers are designed and think about how PlayStations are designed. See, Sega Genesis only had three buttons. It was a three-button controller pretty much, you know, with a start button and D-pad over there. Where Super Nintendo, they had the D-pad, and then, you know, on the other button, they had four buttons. You had the Y. It was just like it was a button right here, button right here, button right here, and the button down there. So, and now PlayStation and everything else, they all have the same type of button. You feel me? So, Super Nintendo, they set the, you know, they set it off pretty much as far as form factors, man. Everything, every game that was on Super Nintendo was slightly better than it was on Genesis, because like I said, we only had three buttons, man. Like, check this. I remember on, Street Fighter came out on Super Nintendo. Then they tried to put it on Genesis, and that sucked, dog. Because like I said, it was only three buttons, so every button would be a punch button, right? And you had to push start to change all the buttons to kick buttons. So when you push start, all the buttons went from punch buttons to being kick buttons. So when you play on the computer or something, they come in at you with like punch, kick, 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 punch. I'm just like kick, 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 start, punch, 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 punch. You could never do no serious super combo. Right? It sucked, dog. It is, like, I remember on the Ninja Turtles game, man. That was even slightly better on the Super Nintendo. Because, yeah, it was tight on Genesis. It was. Like, you know, but on Super Nintendo, it was even, man, not only whenever you would fight the footstep, you could throw them in the middle of the screen. When you threw them, they were, like, flying, like, to the screen. I remember that. And then they even had, like, a mode where you could, like, have, like, a turtle fighting the turtle. You could fight each other. It was, like, a versus mode. And you could do that on Super Nintendo. I'm saying, man, Genesis, y'all was fucking up, man. You know, they came through on the Game Gear, though. Remember Game Gear?
Uh-huh.
I had one of them, man. I had a gangster Game Gear, man. I got the one that came with the Lion King. The video game?
I got
it came with the Lion King. My Game Gear was blue. I wish I had it to this day, man. It was a blue Game Gear, and it came with it came with the Lion King.
That was my first Game Gear game.
I had that. I had an X-Men game, which was like, oh, man, it was all right, but it was, I still played it all the time. And what else
I had? I had Surf Ninja and a Power Rangers game. That Power Rangers game was off the hook.
That's like the first game I ever beat, like legit, without cheating, using codes. Because ever since I was a kid, even this is way before the internet.
Yeah, well, not way,
I wasn't cheating on the internet with codes until I got in sixth grade. That was like 98.
That's when I started using the internet to get codes. But from all the way from elementary, man, you had to go, they had to go, they had book. I remember I had this book of all these Sega Genesis cheats, right? I only was using like three or four. I didn't even have that many games, right? Then they had, but you had to go through word of mouth. You had to have people write it down on paper for you, the code. Like Sonic the Hedgehog. I still remember Sonic the Hedgehog 2 codes, man. To get all the levels? Turn into the golden Sonic? Oh,
Sonic 2, this is what you do. You go to the options, you go down to the little where the numbers was, and you push 19, and then you go to 60, and then you go, and you, these are the numbers you pick. 19, 65, 9, 17. And then if you hear like a ring, like one of those Sonic rings, go bling, right? Then you start off, and you start the game over again, right? Or push reset or something. You go back to the part where the beginning of the game,
what?
A start, and then it'll take you to a whole other menu. And then from that menu, it'll be like a secret menu. You go right back down to where those numbers were, and you push 4126. Again, this is the Sonic 2, right? After that, you start playing the game. You Sonic, and you get 50 rings. Once you get 50 rings, you jump up, bow, he turns into Golden Sonic. Right. It sells little Sega Genesis now, and then what makes these little Sega Genesis the type that I'm talking about is that they come with all the, like Sonic 1, Sonic 2, Sonic 3, so you can try all these codes. You know what I'm saying? They even have a game. I got to find it, too, man. I don't know where it is, man. I had a Sega Genesis game. I had a Sega Genesis game for my PlayStation. It was on PlayStation 3. Codes worked on there, too. That's tight. Oh, no! Oh, wait a minute. We're still in here. I thought we was off, man. I thought my lighter was gone, man. Don't you hate when your lighter's gone?
Yeah.
Man. Yo, I want to thank my special guest, Brother Quack DJ. I want to thank you for listening, Ruby Roo. I want to thank you for running them boards. Go ahead and kick them commercials for me, please. You still there? She might be gone, too. Well, there she is.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
You got all that? All that? 4000. That's right. Totally different. Hey, stop, stop, man. You know what? Don't stop right here, man. Catch me on the after hours, man. You can catch it on SoundCloud on the Facebook. Check it out. Any flying stuff after hours. I want to thank OG Quatizzi. I want to thank Ms. Ruby Rue for running them boards, man. I want to thank you for listening. Until next time, man, pour out some liquor and put something in the air for Kimbo, man. Kimbo used to blow it down, too, man. That's one thing I used to like about Kimbo, too. After he would whoop your ass, he would, like, pass you a joint, man. He'd be like, yeah, you hit that one time, man. Yo, man. All right, y'all. A flight's up. And I'm out of space. Totally driven. You can go ahead and end it, Rue.
Mm-hmm.